Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. No, we don't let friends feed kibble. Okay. I think we know that, right? But they still do it. They still do it. Even when they got dogs that aren't very healthy, it's like, all you have to do is take that food out, right? So many issues, guys. So many issues can be fixed with a diet, even on the human side, but certainly on the dog side. Because it is all processed. It is a chemical soup. So just take that out before you jump into a lot of different medications, all right? Hey, we hope that you're having a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We certainly want to thank you from Raw Dog Food and Company for listening to the podcast, for being a part of our lives. And don't forget that you can send us questions if you want us to answer them here on the podcast with all of our experts, Neely, Dr. Jasek, and Dr. Andy. So tell all your friends about the Raw Dog Food Truth. Also, this year, this is the year that you need to have a t-shirt. You need to have a t-shirt that says, friends, don't let friends feed kibble. You do, because it's such a conversation starter. It's a great shirt. Get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com and get you one. We still have some sweatshirts as well. Hey, today I want to talk to you about something that I hear a lot about, and that is my dog can't poop. My dog got the poops or too hard, hurting his sphincter. Well, all right, so let's talk a little bit about what happens if your dog is constipated, right? So there's a lot of things that can cause constipation, and that could be, you know, your dog's eating pieces of toys or stones, or the diet's wrong, or they're not exercising, or there's matted hair around their little sphincter, and they're not able to pass the stools properly. Maybe they're dehydrated. And if your dog's a kibble-fed dog or half kibble, half raw, they're going to be dehydrated. The raw diet is one thing that absolutely will help them be hydrated. All right. Other things that can contribute to these sphincter-hard poops is age. You know, as dogs age, their systems start to slow down, and they can have problems with constipation. Maybe they're stressed. You know, if there's a lot of stress going on in the home, then maybe it's a part of the digestive tract, because it's constantly communicating and it helps regulate the body functions. But if there's stress and anxiety, that can affect your dog's digestive tract. Also, inflammation, right? Inflammation, and again, that comes back to inappropriate treats, inappropriate food. Maybe your dog's on some medications that are causing constipation, cancer drugs, antihistamines, diuretics. Many of these cause constipation. There are some hyperthyroidism problems that can cause enlarged prostate glands or organ problems, and that can cause constipation. There can also be tumors in the digestive or eliminatory organs that can cause obstructions and constipation. Maybe it's an injury. So if your dog has a spinal, a hip, or a pelvic injury, it can make pooping more painful. This is why, you know, Dr. Andy always talks about this, that it'd be great if you want to work with Dr. Andy and you do a little video of your dog pooping, and you also show the poop when it comes out. She can probably tell you whether this is a problem that can be corrected by chiropractic. So I think that's really important. And then there's blocked anal sacs as well. So your dog has these small sacs on each side of his sphincter, or actually it's his anus. I'll just say it, it's anus, commonly called anal glands. You know, those stinky things. And they release this fluid when your dog poops. And that stinky scent of that fluid helps mark the dog's territory, and it helps them identify each other, right? That's why all dogs are like sniffing the poop, and we're always like, get away from that. Don't sniff that poop. But anyway, sometimes those anal sacs get blocked, and it can make your make it hard for your dog to poop. So these are all different things that cause constipation. It is not always how much bone is in the diet. And I would say that you need at least 10% bone in your dog's diet. Now, remember, a lot of people feed these blends and then they put a lot of extra bone in their dog's diet, maybe even too many bully sticks. Certainly don't ever do a rawhide. Those are horrid. Horrible, nasty, don't give those. But anyway, those are some of the things that can cause constipation. So we want to take a look at all of that. Now, when is it time to call somebody like Dr. Judy Jasek, a holistic vet? You know, if your dog is not being able to get over its constipation with some tweaks, and that means maybe we put a little more tripe in the blend, maybe we put a little more organs in the blend. If your dog is still not able to poop without crying and you've consulted with Dr. Andy, these are some of the things that may be a reason to get in touch with Dr. Jasek. If your dog's vomiting a lot, again, that can be because he's not processing the food correctly, or could be all of these other things we talked about. But does he have a loss of appetite? Is his abdomen painful and distended? Okay, that would be a time that we want to talk to a holistic vet. You know, these laxatives these prescription laxatives for dogs can be harmful to your dog. And so laxatives, you know, they're medications that help promote the bowel movement, and it increases the frequency of the stools. So when we think of laxatives, prescription laxatives immediately come to mind. And these are often what vets prescribe for constipated dogs. And the problem with prescription laxative for dogs is they don't solve the underlying issue. They just relieve symptoms. Where have we heard that before? So we want to make sure that we're addressing the underlying issue. What's causing the constipation? Not just put a Band-Aid on it. And the other problem with these prescription laxatives is that the body can become dependent on these laxatives if you use them too often. So what happens is the muscles of the intestines, they lose tone and nerve response, and they're unable to push out poop on their own. And then there's the what we called adverse side effects, or the effects of the laxatives, which include abdominal pain, diarrhea, and dehydration. And we don't want any of that going on in our pets, right? There are some better ways. There are some better laxatives that you can give your dog. But before I talk about that, let's just talk about how do we get rid of your dog's constipation naturally, okay? So the first thing that we want to do is you know, think about what has he eaten? Did you add something new to the diet? If none of that, you know, if you've taken your dog out for a walk, you've exercised them and they're still not pooping, then we want to look at, you know, some of these natural remedies. Okay. Fiber-rich foods. So what is that? Well, there are two types of fiber, soluble and insoluble. Soluble fiber dissolves in water. Okay, so when this happens, it creates a gel that can help improve digestion. It can help bulk up stools and increase, you know, nutrient absorption. But when your dog is already constipated, insoluble fiber is what he needs. Insoluble fiber draws water into your dog's stool, and that helps soften it. So fruits and vegetables, like pumpkin. You know, there are times when I would say, okay, pumpkin's fine. Green beans, zucchini, and carrots are also insoluble fiber, and they have a high water content that can help hydrate your dog. Okay, so that's one. If we're having these incredible poop problems, so you can give your dog those. Organ meats, I mentioned that earlier. If your dog gets constipated, add organ meat to the diet. This will be especially effective if he's not used to eating organ meat. If you're one of our customers, your dogs are already eating organ meat. So you just add a little bit more. I would say add about 10% more to the diet and give it a day or so. Okay, give it a day or so you can see how it works, because too much organ will cause runny stools, okay? Then there's some other things that are herbs, lubricating herbs, like marshmallow root, chickweed, slippery elm, flaxseed, okay? So you can do that. You can work with Neely Piazza to help you figure out how much. I think these are all pretty darn safe, though, especially slippery elm. That helps to soothe and lubricate the digestive tract. And there are some stronger natural laxatives that you can use, like turkey rhubarb, senna. And so I don't know a ton about those. Those are something that you would want to work with Neely on. But I do know this, you shouldn't use milk, okay, guys, as a laxative. Because a lot of dogs, I'd say most dogs, are lactose intolerant. So it causes these, you know, digestive upsets. It can cause diarrhea, but it also can lead to bigger issues. So you don't want to be using milk as a laxative for your dog. Okay. There's some great things that you can use for chronic constipation. And that's, you know, really a digestive problem that we need to help you get fixed. But chronic constipation, it can last for long periods of time and maybe even years. It's often caused by a dysfunctional liver or liver congestion. And when the liver isn't working properly, you know, that bile production slows down. And bile, that's a really important part of the elimination system. So if there isn't enough bile or it's too thick, you know, the fat's going to build up and slow down the digestive tract, which will increase the chances of constipation. So your holistic vet, like Dr. Jasek, will probably tell you to add milk thistle, some turmeric, maybe some licorice, and certainly some omega-3 fatty acids. Some of the great omega-3 fatty acids, guys, that we have in the store are going to be the green-lipped mussel and also the potent C-S-E-A. Those are great omega-3 fatty acids. How do you prevent constipation in dogs? Well, the number one thing is you got to feed raw. Okay. You got to feed raw. Now, if it's not all those other things that we listed off at the top of the podcast, you got to feed raw, and you got to feed dog anyway. I mean, that's the best thing for your dog. But, you know, feeding raw is easier on the digestive tract. I hear people all the time. They're like, oh, I think it's too rich. That's a word for like cream and, you know, real fatty foods. But feeding raw, you know, especially where it's got 75 to 80% protein, 10% bone, 10% organ, 10% fat, that's a great blend. Feeding raw helps reduce inflammation and irritation. And it also has the whole complement of natural vitamins and nutrients that your dog needs to stay healthy. So that's exactly what you want to do, is feed raw. And you can do that right here at Raw Dog Food and Company. You can also feed fruits and veggies. And we've got the healthy variety blends, HVMs, that has the fruits and veggies in it. But, you know, fruits and veggies, they're full of fiber, which is going to help regulate those bowel movements. And two other things, add digestive enzymes. Okay, so if we got a dog that is having a hard time pooping. Maybe it's undigested food and it's causing this constipation. So we have the supplement called Digest. It's just digestive enzymes that will help your dog get more nutrients from his food. I doubt that kibble feeders are listening to this podcast, but if you are someone that feeds processed food, you definitely got to get these digestive enzymes in them. Okay. And then also, you want to add prebiotics and probiotics. And we just did a video on this. So you'll see this on our website when you go to any of the probiotics, healthy gut, gut soothe, phytosflora, love bugs, protect, all of those have different strains, different CFUs, and it's great to move around the spectrum with all of those. And almost every single one of those that we have in our store is going to have prebiotics as well. Or prebiotics are something like mushrooms, berries, garlic, dandelions. Those type of things help feed. They're the prebiotics naturally. All right. So these are just some of the ways that you can deal with constipation. I will tell you that the majority of time that I see constipation going on in dogs is when there's too much bone added into the blends. Okay. And I mean, like, you feed the blends and then you're giving too many duck heads, too many duck feed. So let's take a look at that. And then also make sure that you're not adding in processed treats or chews like greenies. Okay. These things are going to add to the constipation problem. But again, some of my favorite things to do, guys, is to add tripe or to add organs to a blend if your dog is having constipation. Go slow, go small at first, like 10 to 20% of tripe, and then certainly just a little 10% more of the organs. And I think you're going to see that problem resolve, and it's a healthy alternative for your dogs. All right, those are just a couple of tips for our poop patrol out there. We certainly want to help you, and we don't want your dog yelping when he poops. If he does, I think it's time for you to work with Dr. Andy. All right. Get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com. In our learning center is where you will find all of our experts and their contact information. We are here to help you. If you are overwhelmed, hit the I'm overwhelmed button. It's right there on the contact page, and we'll get right back to you. We also have a chat button on our site. We have lots of videos with our products, and we have so much more that's coming out in this new year. We wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening to the Raw Dog Food Truth. Get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where your pet's health is our business, and friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap! Snap!
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.